From the nation's capital, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Thanks for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Caleb Fox. And last week, I brought you our chairman, president, and CEO, Gary Kelly's remarks from the Williams Trophy presentation in Washington, D.C. And in part two of this series, I will bring you Jeff Martin's remarks. Jeff is the vice president of the Operations Coordination Center here at Southwest and was tasked with leading the efforts of training our pilots and retrofitting our aircraft for required navigational performance, or RNP, the cornerstone of the next generation air traffic control system. No small task, as Gary pointed out in part one. So now, Jeff Martin from the Williams Trophy presentation in Washington, D.C. Enjoy.
It was a four-year project, but really the deliverables occurred in the last 2 years. So it's pretty staggering, it's industry-leading, and I think it'll probably be historic. The Southwest Airlines maintenance program, they modified more than 444 aircraft with software and GPS devices. Those maintenance technicians then, and this is the one I think that's probably the most impressive, they reformatted the avionics displays of 343 Boeing 737 NG aircraft in 4 short days. So when you consider the downtime, our utilization is about 12 hours per day. That left that team very little time to touch those airplanes. The pilots had been trained, they knew that it was coming, and we met the deliverable. And literally on April 6th, we completely reconfigured our fleet and went into GPS flight with new displays on our flight decks. Now the flight ops training team, as Mr. Babbitt mentioned, we completed 36,000 pilot training events in 24 months. That's in addition to the normal training that we do. Our dispatch department trained all 189 dispatchers in preparation for our RNP flight. And more importantly, I think this team stepped out and took that lead carrier status, and we volunteered partnering with the FAA, and we're designing RNP efficient procedures at 20 airports in addition to the ones that Mr. Babbitt mentioned. And those aren't just for Southwest Airlines. We did those in a collaborative effort, so US Air, American, Delta, and Alaska, Continental, and other carriers will also be flying those procedures. We achieved our regulatory approval for RNP and GPS flight, eliminating our dependency on ground-based nav aids. And I think our biggest news is, and we alluded to this, on January 11th is our coming out party. That's the day that Southwest Airlines will deploy its fleet into full RNP operations at those airports. So I think we're proud, and I know that we're proud, that we're jump starting next gen in January 11th, and that's a culmination of 4 years' work. So I want to thank you for this award. I think it goes to the team that's sitting over there. They've accomplished an amazing feat. I know that we've done a good thing for the environment, and I know we've done a good thing for aviation, and my hat is off to those people sitting over there, and I'm proud of Southwest Airlines and Gary for letting us make this investment, because I know it was definitely the right thing to do. Thank you very much.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. Happy holidays.